Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. We have been studying this week the subject of dominion in the earth and the authority of the believer. In Jesus' ministry on the earth, one prominent feature that we can observe in multiple Gospels is the fact that Jesus entrusted authority into the hands of his followers to have dominion over Satan and the works that he was perpetrating in the lives of other people. In Matthew chapter 10, we find Jesus in the first verse giving power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease to his 12 disciples. Many people would argue, well, that authority was just given to the 12, and they have passed away, so all authority such as that has also passed away. My response to that would be to look at Luke chapter 10, where it says, after these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. And he says in verse 9, instructing them, heal the sick who are there and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. And then in verse 17, the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Observe here that this was not the 12 disciples who became the 12 apostles. It says these were 70 others, and to them Jesus specifically gave authority over all the power of the enemy. He gave them authority to heal the sick, and he said that nothing shall by any means hurt you. In other words, that the demonic spirits that they would encounter would not be able to hurt them, but instead they would be able to put an end to their demonic activity. And the 70 found that that's exactly what happened. The demons were subject to them in the name of Jesus. So we see that Jesus gave authority not only to the 12 apostles, but to other believers. Many other people might say, well, that was just for the first century church. Then I would refer you to Mark chapter 16, where Jesus, after his resurrection from the dead, gave these final words just before he ascended into heaven. And he said to them, verse 15 of Mark 16, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned, and these signs will follow those who do believe. In my name, they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Here we find Jesus not giving authority just to the 12, or even just to the 70 mentioned in Luke 10, but here he is saying that in the name of Jesus, every single person who would believe, and he was referring to generations of believers that hadn't even come into existence, because he had just told the disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And then among those people who believe, these signs would follow them. So are you a believer? Then in Jesus' name, you have been given authority to cast out demons, to lay hands on the sick, to have authority over the demonic works that are being perpetrated in the earth today. An observation that you can make in both the Mark 16 passage as well as in the Luke 10 passage is simply this, that authority was given to them in the name of Jesus. Remember, the 70 said, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. So it was the name of Jesus that gave authority to those disciples. And then Jesus said, in my name, they will cast out demons. In my name, they will lay hands on the sick. Jesus has extended authority to all believers to have dominion over the works of the enemy in the earth. We know that Satan still has a measure of dominion in the earth. You could say Satan has dominion everywhere people give him that dominion through sin, through agreement with rebellion against God, because that's Satan's entire profile, is he rebelled against God and he goes about the earth seeking other people he can entice into that same rebellion against God's authority. The devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour, 1 Peter 5:8 teaches us. 1 John 5:19 tells us that the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. So we know that Satan has a measure of dominion in the earth today wherever he can find people to be rebellious against God and his word, wherever darkness can prevail, wherever sin is flourishing, Satan has some dominion. But the believer has dominion over Satan. We have a greater one inside of us that is greater than he who is in the world, 1 John 4:4 tells us. So though the Bible's clear that Satan is in the world today, going about destroying and stealing and creating havoc in people's lives, though that is a truth, there's a higher truth. Those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and are submitted to God's authority have authority over Satan and can resist him and his schemes and see Satan flee from them. But if you don't know you have authority, you'll never use it. And many believers today just go through their lives reacting to situations and circumstances that they encounter in life and unwittingly allow Satan to dominate them, to oppress them, to steal from them, to rob them, when that was never God's intention. God did not intend for you to just do the best you can while you're here and hang on till heaven. He gave you authority as a believer to use the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus as weapons of warfare against the schemes of the devil. John Osteen tells the story of his coming to a point where he recognized that he had authority over the schemes of the devil. He had a dear sister who was desperately ill. She had been confined to her bed and had 24-hour nursing care. She had essentially been sent home from the hospital after everything that could be done for her had been done. And she was relegated to taking medication, but was given no hope for any recovery. She could not walk. She could not feed herself. She was in untold agonies and sufferings. She had lost her mental faculties. And John Osteen tells the story of how he had prayed for her, fasted for her, cried out to God for her, and yet nothing had changed. He came to the point where he realized that God told him that he had to do something about it. And so he went to the city where his sister lived. He entered her home and walked into that bedroom where his invalid sister lay and did not even recognize him. He reports he wouldn't have recognized her if he hadn't known it was her. Her face was so swollen from the medication, her eyes were glassy, and she had no recognition of him whatsoever. Looking at her made him angry at the devil and all the power of evil that had caused this robbery in his sister's life. So he began to take authority that he had come to realize was his in the name of Jesus. He commanded those devils that were tormenting her to depart, and he commanded that spirit of sickness to go from her, and immediately his sister jumped out of bed and ran through the house praising God. that dramatic example of a believer exercising authority in the name of Jesus and seeing God's hand of power move to deliver that person from the enemy's domination belongs to you as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't wait for someone to become so desperately ill they're on their deathbed to exercise the authority you've been given. Use it in the small things of life because the enemy will attempt to harass you in minor ways as well as major ways. Recently, my son, who's a college student, told me this story. Late one night, he was up way past the time that his parents had retired for the evening, and sitting in the living room in those wee hours of the morning, he began to hear some horrible screaming and cursing, an angry voice outside. He stepped outside into the parking lot of our condominium complex, and he looked up on the balcony above our condominium and saw a young man who was the neighbor screaming at the top of his lungs, cursing the person on the other end of his cell phone. My son reports this went on for 20 to 30 minutes, and he just observed him, and finally he decided he ought to do something about this. He was disturbing the neighborhood. It was affecting him and our home. And he took authority in the name of Jesus over the spirit of anger that was controlling that man. And instantly, the man took his cell phone, threw it to the ground, and destroyed it, walked into his apartment, and not another word was heard from him. My son reported to me with pleasant surprise how powerful using the name of Jesus was in that situation. God wants you to take authority in the name of Jesus that was given to you by Jesus himself. If you're a believer, God wants you to exercise authority in life over the schemes of the wicked one.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com, or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.